Churches and Christians make such a to-do of celebrating the resurrection morning on what most of them call Easter, when some of the disciples went to the tomb and found the tomb was empty, just as Jesus prophesied it would be, that few recognize or even know what happened subsequently that day and evening, which is even more significant and miraculous. Outside the empty tomb, when Mary finally recognized the person talking to her, who she had presumed to be the caretaker of the tomb, was actually Jesus, she attempted to embrace him. But Jesus said to her, "Mary, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father." John 20:17. He would not allow her to touch him because he was now the true high priest. All the thousands of years of surrogate Hebrew high priests typified, who would momentarily on that resurrection Sunday ascend into heaven to present himself to God as the ransom for our redemption. He was both the spotless sacrificial Lamb of God, whose substitutionary death takes away the sins of the world, and the true high priest, who would offer up himself as the guiltless redemption ransom that must be paid to purchase pardon for the guilty. In Zechariah 3, is described that glorious exchange that transpired that day when the resurrected Christ ascended and was received into heaven by God. But being touched by a woman during this time of consecration as the high priest prior to his ascension would have defiled and disqualified him as the high priest, and negated the gloriously splendiferous transactions that would transpire when he presented himself before the Almighty God and Supreme Judge.